But it's all about the clock here this afternoon, Micheál. It's all about Sligo hanging in and just...
Yeah. But it's great to see Michael Meehan back. I was here the day he got injured. He had Kerry on his own under severe pressure when he got the injury that kept him inactive since then. The ball out in the centre of the field again. A free to Galway in the centre of the field. The ball was touching the ground when it broke from the attempted catch by several players. Now, Michael Meehan, well, I don't think he'll come out. Maybe 80 yards would be too long. This is quite a long pitch. You can always judge the length of a pitch without measuring when you see the distance between the 265, and it's massive here in this lovely, tidy stadium of Pearce Stadium. The free will be Galway's. There's an injury to a Galway player. I didn't spot who it is. He's shielded from our view. You say it's Gary O'Donnell. Yes, indeed. God bless your eyesight, because he can't be seen. There are players all round, but you possibly saw what happened now. Joe Bergen doesn't want to take it. He's calling on somebody to come out, holding the ball high in the air. Is that a signal for Michael Meehan to come out? I think it would be beyond his range.
I think it's in Joe Canning territory, Micheál.
It is indeed. Joe Canning, with the stick, would send it over. So, 44 Connacht titles by Galway, 3 by Sligo to date, and one or other, they'll be in the final against Roscommon. Now, Joe Bergen is holding the ball, and nobody's coming to volunteer to take it. He'll have to take it himself. Joseph O'Bergeen, Clean Deere, Collard, Napalka, Ratimach, again, was a Dulla Drone, Napellin, issue, was a Vultuka, Hearts in air there by Paul Conroy. It's gone badly to the left and out over the line and wide. Wide since the game started, 7 to Galway, 7 to Sligo. Sligo lead by 6 points.